From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Joseph Haydn. We'll hear his Trumpet Concerto in E-flat, HOB7, one of the earliest compositions for the keyed trumpet. The instrument was developed in Vienna in the 1790s by Anton Weidinger. Suddenly, the trumpet became more versatile. It was able to be used melodically and chromatically. Prior to this, the trumpet was restricted by harmonics. As such, it was not often an instrument of choice in classical composition. Haydn's Trumpet Concerto, as well as that of Johann Nepomuk Hummel, two of the earliest works for the then newly developed trumpet. The work is in three movements, Allegro, Andante, and Allegro, respectively. It's performed by trumpeter Alison Balsam, backed by the members of the Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie Bremen.
Thank you.
One of the earliest pieces composed for the keyed trumpet, the Trumpet Concerto in E-flat, HOB7, of Joseph Haydn, as performed by Alison Balsam, trumpet, with the members of Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie Bremen, from a compact disc on the Open Disc label entitled Trumpet Concertos, composed of four concertos by Haydn, Hummel, Torelli, and Neruda, respectively. We will turn next on this edition of Classics and Beyond to a suite for solo harp from the Italian composer Luigi Maurizio Tedeschi, the work from the early 20th century, his Suite for Harp in F Minor, Opus 34. The work in four movements, Largo Maestoso, Andante Sostenuto, Assai Vivace, and the fourth and final movement is in four parts, Allegro Moderato, Largamento, Largo e Passante, and Allegro. It's performed by harpist Eleanor Volpato from a recording on the Actus label.
Thank you. Thank you.
A suite for solo harp. Oftentimes, the harp is overlooked in classical music. It certainly is not the first instrument one thinks of in terms of a featured instrument or solo instrument. But there we had it, music of Luigi Maurizio Tedeschi, his suite for harp in F minor, opus 34, in four movements, the work from the early 20th century, as performed by Eleonora Volpato, from a CD on the Actus label entitled Musica per Arpa, an entire CD of solo harp music from various periods in the classical repertoire, and all of the music by Italian composers. Three composers, in fact, Mortari, Galeotti, and Tedeschi. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website. You can find much more info about Classics and Beyond there, including detailed playlists of each episode, and you can also listen to streaming audio at your convenience. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com is the address. We'll turn to some contemporary music to round out the hour, as we have four sections of an album-length composition. The composer, Bryce Dessner. Bryce is best known for his contributions to the field of indie rock as a guitarist and songwriter, especially in the group The National, but he has often explored the links between indie rock, contemporary folk, and new classical music. He's collaborated with various composers, including Steve Reich. This is his album and composition, Music for Wood and Strings, released in 2015 on the Pitchfork label. Most of the music presented here is presented on custom-built stringed instruments, which are a sort of cross between an electric guitar and a hammered dulcimer. The instruments were designed and developed by the composer, along with Aaron Sanchez. We'll hear sections 1 through 4 of this 9-section piece, and the CD closes with a reprise, which is equally as long as the composition itself. The work is performed by the Brooklyn-based quartet So Percussion, comprised of Josh Quillen, Adam Slawinski, Jason Trutting, and Eric Cha Beach, respectively. The opening four sections of Bryce Dessner's Music for Wood and Strings. music of Bryce Dessner. The opening four sections of his album and composition, Music for Wood and Strings. The work itself in nine sections with an extended reprise, thereby making it an album-length composition. Initially, this music was made on a chord stick, another custom instrument of Aaron Sanchez. The music was then transposed to the hybrid dulcimer guitar instruments that dominate the piece, with some additional percussion. The work performed by So Percussion, Josh Quillen, Adam Slowinski, Eric Cha Beach, and Jason Truting. So Percussion, a very in-demand percussion quartet in the realm of new music. They've collaborated with numerous composers, in addition to Bryce Dessner, and those composers include, but are not limited to, Steve Reich, Paul Lansky, Fred Frith, Martin Bresnik, and Steve Mackey, among many others. This is a 2015 release available as both a compact disc and digital download from the Pitchfork label. Again, Music for Wood and Strings by Bryce Dessner. And with that, unfortunately, we come to the end of another edition of Classics and Beyond. A final reminder about our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Feel free to drop by anytime and browse the playlists and listen to streaming episodes of Classics and Beyond. This is program number 1516, by the way, in case you are looking for it specifically. And don't forget about our email address, where your feedback, questions, comments, and suggestions are always greatly appreciated. QualityRadioProductions@gmail.com. This is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. I hope you can join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.